like to dedicate the shiur le'ilanishus, my grandfather, who's nifted this past week. His name is Rechaim Svititsky. He's a major influence on my life. He was a person who dedicated his whole life to limud Torah l'shma. His name had tremendous serious nefesh. But still learning, he stayed in learning, you know, by the tremendous financial difficulties. He spent his whole life learning, tremendous serious nefesh for every diptuk in halacha, every area in halacha. He was, you know, mamash no pshara, complete serious nefesh, tremendous sense of the chumrah of keeping halacha. So I just want to dedicate the shiur to his zichron and Bechlal, anything I learn or any shiurim are really to a great part in his zuchus. So I'd just like to start by discussing a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin that's very nogeya, the beginning of Per Chelek, and very nogeya in Yanam that we began speaking about last week. In Per Chelek, we never see the Feirish, what happens to the people who don't have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. It doesn't say anything about the Feirish, that they don't have a Chelek. To find the Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, though, it says there's something very interesting. It says that normally, Poshe Yisrael Begufam, this very high Chamerdika sort of Avera called Poshe Yisrael Begufam, so it says they're Yardim LeGehenim LeYud Beis Chodesh. They go to Gehenim and they get the full 12 months. And the Gemara continues, it says, Aval Haminim Vapi Karsim, Shekafru, and then with some other people who don't have a chel golem haba, it says yardim legehenim v'nedonim baladari dairus. It says all these people don't have a chel golem haba, they go to Gehenim and they're judged the aladari dairus. This is brought on the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel. It's a very strange thing. But first of all, an argument we mentioned last week, it says, Kol Kach Lam, it says, why is it such a severe punishment of not getting Chelek Olam Haba? So it says, Hu Kafar Bal, Fichach Lo Yelo Chelek Bal. He doesn't believe in Olam Haba, he's not going to get Olam Haba. So from that, the Gemara's Mashma is a very passive type of din. It's just that he can't get Olam Haba. He doesn't believe in it, he can't get it. Right? So what's the place where it says in Rosh Hashanah Yizayin is that someone who's Kofen Tchisa Mesim and all the other people don't get Chelek Olam Haba, they go to Gehenim L'Dairei Dairei. Where's that coming from? But also, Bechlal is very shver. I mean, why should it be that way, right? There's the worst potion get 12 months. And then this other group of people that don't get a chel olam haba, somehow they get a vastly longer punishment, right? They get doirei doirei in Gehenna. And Bechlal, we have to understand, what's the Gemara? How could they possibly get a punishment with doirei doirei, right? Normally, you think there's a chet, there's a... However bad the chet was, there's a mugbul amount of punishments for it. So what's the idea that a person could be in Gehenim la'olam? So the Torah you find in another Gemara in Erev and Yutes. The Gemara in Erev says that there's a big chiluk between the people who go to Gehenim, it says between Poshe Yisrael and Poshe Akam. It says Poshe Yisrael go to Gehenim, they get to Gehenim, they go into the Eish of Gehenim, and it says, they say, they're Mastik Alei Masadin, and they say, Yafa Tekanta Gehenim L'Risham. It says, a Yisrael, who's a Rasha, he goes to Gehenim, and he says, Yafa Tekanta Gehenim. He says, it's taxed on the good, and then eventually they're Ola. It says, but the Poshe Umos Olam, so it says, it quotes about them, the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "V'yetsur u bepigri anashim haposhim bi." You'll go out and you'll see, talking about lots of love, you'll see the people who are poshein me ki tolasam lo tamos v'ishim lo sichve. It says the fire will never go out. These people, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Gufa says that this is talking about the people who don't get a chelak olam hava, that ishim lo sichve, their fire will never go out. So the Gemara says in Erev, and what's the fire? They stay in Gehenna forever? So it says they never mastic the din. Because it says haposhim bi. What do you mean haposhim? It should say, the Gemara says, shaposhu bi lo nemar. It doesn't say that they did aveiros. It says haposhim bi. But even now in Gehenna they're doing Avera. So the Gemara says, Shaposhe v'holchen v'olam. That the this group of people that doesn't get Olam Haba, they're always Poshea. They never do Tshuva. And what's the verse saying? That it's as opposed to the Poshim who are still considered Yisrael, they're matzdik the din. That normally a person goes to Gehenna, a person who's still Bechlal Yisrael, he's matzdik the din, which is what we were discussing last week. He's makka that there's a onesh, but the onesh is being done from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be attacking him, and he receives it. He receives it and that gives him a tikkun, because he's able to be matzdik the din. But someone who's not matzdik to the din is lehefach, right? We discussed last week that he looks at Hashem lehefach. Hashem's his enemy. Hashem's doing all these ancient to him. Everything that's happening is not because Hashem wants to be mated to him. Hashem's out to get him. Hashem's goof, that's why he's in Gehenna. So male, that person lehefach never does tshuva. The longer he's in the Gehenna, it can't accomplish any tikkun to the person. As we find later, the Mishnah says later on Dafkuf Zayin, it says that Anshei Sedom don't get a chelik olam haba. And the drasha it brings is that it says in Lech Lecha v'anshei Sedom ram v'chatam. So it says ram v'olam haza, v'chatam olam haba. They don't get any olam habas because they never get a tikkun. The neshamas can never get a tikkun. They're always in this massive of rebellion. That explains a very interesting gemara in Nigmar Hadin. That we find in Nigmar Hadin that it's very important for a person to get olam haba is to do tzedek hadin before he dies. The Gemara says there, it's talking about vidui. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that a person who's being taken to be killed to get skila, so when he's close to the place of skila, so Bezin say to him, hisvada, shakolim hisvada yesh lo chelik lo olam haba. But he says, say vidui, because everyone who says vidui gets a chelik lo olam haba. It's not saying vidu gets a person a chelik olam haba. And the Gemara says, where do we learn that from? We learn that from Achan. That Achan, it says, Yacharcha Hashem b'yom hazeh. Yeshua says to Achan, you've been made ugly, yom hazeh. It says, yom hazeh, you're Achar, but you're not Achar l'olam haba, because Achan said vidu. Before Achan died, he said, that Taka, his punishment is bedin, he's really chayiv misa, and because of that, he gets olam haba. It's very interesting. What's this vidui? This vidui is getting olam haba. Right? It's very interesting. This vidui is a different din in vidui than the normal vidui we find. Right? Normally, vidui is a part of the tshuva process. Right? The Gemara says in Tainus that there's no such thing as vidui without tshuva. Ketovu v'sheret v'yado. This vidui in Nigmar Adin is a different type of vidui because this vidui is done, the person hasn't done tshuva. It's clear from the Gemara in Nigmar Adin, the Vidui, even though the person hasn't done tshuva, that the Yad Ramah points this out on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Zayin that a person who's Narag Mitoch Risho, Bezin kills him Mitoch Risho, that he has not done tshuva, so the Gemara says even though his death is not Mechafa for him and he's buried among Rishon, so it says after he's Ra Tzar the Kivra Purta, after his body starts decomposing and he gets that pain, so he gets kapara and he could be buried in the regular cemetery. So in the Gemara says that applies even to Anshe Ir Hanidachas. In Anshe Ir Hanidachas, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in the end of Chelik is one of the groups of people that doesn't get a Chelik Olam Haba. So even these people who normally would not get Chelik Olam Haba, so still when they're killed by Bezdin, after this process of Tzara de Kivra, they get a Chelik Olam Haba. And despite the fact that they're Omed Berisho, that they didn't do tshuva. So the Yad Ramah asks, if they didn't do tshuva, how did they get kapara? And people don't have chelik olam haba, we thought they never get kapara. So the answer is that's goof of the chiddush that the Gemara tells us by Achan. That the Gemara tells us that someone who's mitzvada gets a chelik olam haba. So that's all harugei bezin, all say vidu before they're killed. So therefore, they'll get chelik olam haba even though they didn't do tshuva. And that's what this vidui is doing. It's a funny type of vidui. But b'chlal, if someone had done tshuva, you wouldn't need a special lemur from Achan that you get a chelik olam haba. The Gemara says on Tzadi Amud Beis, in fact, the beginning of chelik, it says that since it says by people don't have olam haba, it says hikareis avona ba. The Gemara darshins avona ba. Daska when their avon is in them, they don't have a chelik olam haba. But if they do tshuva before they die, they get a chelik olam haba. So it's possible someone does tshuva gets olam haba. But this Gemara in Nigmar Din is telling us a chiddush that there's a din of vidui without tshuva that allows a person to have a chelak olam haba. Right, so what's this vidui? How does it work? So the Gemara, it's clear from the Gemara, it's not a regular vidui. This is a din of tzedek hadin. As the Mishnah says that the minimal way of saying vidui for a person before he dies is he says, person says he wants his death should be a kapara for his aveiros. That's what this vidui is. And that sort of allows olam haba. But he says his death should be a kapara for all his aveiros. That's by Yeshua. The whole reason why Achan to say vidui, he says, give kabul to Hashem and tell everyone that you really deserve this punishment. And Achan did that. He said, I really am chayv of this, to have this punishment. So that's exactly why this is what gets people olam haba, is through vidui. When a person is misvada and he says, I did aveiros, that every punishment I'm getting is bidin and it's right and it's gufa for my good that I should get a kapara, I deserve the punishment, that's exactly what gets a person a chelek olam haba. Now this you can understand something that's very shver in our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah says, the Mishnah starts, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek olam haba. Right? Everyone gets it. Right? So something, everyone gets it. However, you find there's a steer to this. The Mishnah says in Kedushan Lamites, the Gemara says that anyone who has one mitzvah more than their Averos, so he's no chalas ha'aretz. And the Farshim say that means he gets a chelek olam haba. Is anyone who has one more aveira than he has mitzvos, he's not no chalas ha'aretz, and the Mepharshim say means he doesn't get a chelek olam haba. This is very sure. What's going on here that everyone gets a chelek olam haba? Well, we see it's totally on whether a person is rove. And that's good for what Tosus says in Rosh Hashanah Tesayin. Tosus says that Gufa is three svarim, the three svarim, Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Rosham. And if someone's rove mitzvos, he gets put into the book of Tzadikim. And only on that book are those of the people who are Nechtamim, La'alter, L'chayim. So what's the... And Tosus says that that's also, if he's in the book of Tzadikim, then he's a person who's Nechtav, La'alter, L'chayim, Olam Haba. So L'chayim, what's going on with our whole Mishnah seems shver. Besides for that, B'chlal, the Mishnah is very strange. It says, how do you know everyone has a chelek olam haba? It says, because the pasuk says, V'amcha kulam tzaddikim. It doesn't say that even if you're a Rashi, you get olam haba. It says, everyone gets olam haba because everyone's tzaddikim. So what do you mean everyone's tzaddikim? If you're Rov Mitzvah, then you're in the book of Sefer Tzaddikim. What are we worried about on Rosh Hashanah if really Amcha kulam tzaddikim? So the Hesder is that when we say Amchul Kulam Tzadikim, it doesn't mean that in this world everyone's Kulam Tzadikim. What it means is what Tosus says in Rosh Hashanah Tesai. Tosus says that even if a person on Rosh Hashanah he's down that he's a Rasha, he says it doesn't mean he doesn't have Olam Haba, because after he dies he gets Gehenim, and even though he might have had Rov Averos, but when he goes through Gehenim takes off from the Averos, and Al Yidei Gehenim, in the end he becomes a Tzadik. Right, meaning, when it says the Amchul Kulam Tzadikim, it's a pasuk saying La'asid Lavo, all of Klal Yisrael, even the Rishon, will be Tzadikim. That's what you find. Tosus says in Ksuvus Kuf Gimel. There's a Gemara there that says that at the Levaya of Rebbe, Baskol came out and said, everyone who came to the Levaya of Rebbe is Mezuman L'chayi Olam Haba. So Tosus asks, what do you mean the Mezuman L'chayi Olam Haba? Everyone has a Chelek Olam Haba. Right? Well, what do you need to tell me that these people are so special to get Olam Haba? So Tosus says that, no, it's telling you not just that they'll get Olam Haba, rather Kol Yisrael will get Olam Haba. It's saying they're mezumin Olam Haba, that they're ready right now for Olam Haba, that they don't have to go through Gehenna. But Avada, the whole way that Kol Yisrael gets Olam Haba is because Kol Yisrael says they're matzik the din, they get a kapara and Gehenna, and the Mela, Hashem is attacking them that they're able to all get Olam Haba. And the emphasis is that this is really mitzvah in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Amchul kulam tzaddikim." Klal Yisrael, they're all tzaddikim. Lo olam yeshu aretz. They'll get Olam Haba. Netzer Matai, they're the branch of my planting, Maisa Yadai Lisbar, because they're the work of my hand, they're like my planting. The idea is that naturally they wouldn't necessarily be tzaddikim, but the Pasuk's saying, Klal Yisrael is the work of my hand, that Hashem puts work into Klal Yisrael, and he works them until they'll get Olam Haba. Right, the Ikur, this is already a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tetzayin. So the Mishnah gives a whole mashal there for what life's all about. The Mishnah says that Gabam Achzirim Tadri B'Kol Yom. It's talking about in life, it says, the Gabam, the people who are collecting our debts, go around every day. B'Nifram in Ha'adam Midaito V'Shaloi Midaito. They collect from a person, Midaito V'Shaloi Midaito. Right, there's always din going on, judging people. And then the Mishnah ends with the words that kol mitzukin l'suda. Everything is mitzukin for the suda. So Rashi says there on Avos, Rashi says, what does it mean kol mitzukin l'suda? He says everyone is mitzukin l'suda. He says to tell you that Bein Risham, Bein Tzadikim, have a chelik l'olam haba. That's what it's coming to tell us. That everyone's mesukin, that everyone's fixed up for the suda. Rashi says, the older Risham said, they're talking about that they get olam haba, the suda is being symbolic of olam haba, and it's saying, through this din, everyone's going to get olam haba. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah also says on the mission, saying that all this din, all these gabam going around collecting the deaths from people, and collecting their Averos and being attacking their Averos, it's all for the tachlis of being attacking Klal Yisrael for the Suda. That gufa through din and through all the suffering that goes on, it's all so that Klal Yisrael should have a chelik l'olam haba. Right, and that's really what's going on in the pasuk. We mentioned last week that in Parshas Shlach, there's starting from Pesukim, the whole inyan of olam haba. The pasuk first starts talking about all the people who are chayav chatos, people who do b'shogeg. And it says, people who do a chat b'shogeg, there's a way to get a tikkun to that chat. You bring korbanos. It says, but the osa b'yad rama, a person who does not b'shogeg, not out of any taiva, he doesn't mamish lahachis. So it says, it's Hashem who megade, ikaris avon ba. It says his avon is ba. So the Ramban says there in his perish, he says Avon Abba means that his Avon stays in him forever, that he can never get a tikkun. But the inyan is that since, as we explained last week, he's a Hashem Humagadeh, a person who's totally says Averos Lahachis, he's being Magadeh Hashem, he's showing that he doesn't believe Bechlal in Hashem being a Matif, he curses Hashem, he sees Hashem as the enemy, he'll be Avon Abba. His Chatam will never get a tikkun, and he'll never be able to come l'olam haba. Now this week, we really understand something very basic about our parak, which is that, we mentioned last week, it's very interesting why this parak is the end of Sanhedrin. As we mentioned last week from Rashi says that it's because it's talking about Eilu she'elam chelak l'olam haba, it's coming after the parak of Eilu hinan mechnakim. But the Maral points out, this is in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, Maral points out that it's not so simple what Rashi is saying, because if so, the parak should have started the Eilu she'elam chelak l'olam haba. Instead, the parak starts Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelak l'olam haba. It seems like the first point of the parak is to tell us that everyone gets a chelak l'olam haba. So it seems we could say a little bit of a deeper head for what this parak is doing here. That the parak is here is because it's telling you the whole Masechta Sanhedrin. The whole theme of a Masechta Sanhedrin is that the Onshin of Bezdin. They tell you all the Onshin, all the different Onshin Bezdin could do. So it's coming to tell you all these Onshin, it's not Stam, Chas V'Shalom, Hashem wants to give an Einish, Hashem wants to hurt a person. It's telling you this Yisrael, that all of the Onshin are coming for one Tachlis, to be attacking the Averos, so that you'll have Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lem Chel Golem Hava. Go for the whole Tachlis of Din. And the basic amun of Klal Yisrael is that the whole tachlis of din and mishpat is that Hashem should be attacking our neshamos that we should get to Olam Haba. Now, this we can understand something else that's very interesting in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, when it's contrasting the people who say Yafa Brasa Gehenim L'Rasham, as opposed to the people who are Haposhim Bi, who are Poshea even in Gehenim, so it calls them the Poshe Yisrael as opposed to Poshe Umus Ha'olam. Right? They're both Poshim, they're both doing Averos, so the Chilik is one is called Poshe Yisrael and one is Poshe Umus Ha'olam. And Avad is not always put that way, right? Including Poshe Umus Ha'olam is also everyone who doesn't get a Chilik Olam Haba, right? They're also, we pointed out, not included in the Shem Kol Yisrael Yesham Chilik Olam Haba. Right? And definitely there's some Hasidi Umus Ha'olam who get Olam Haba. What's the distinction? Why is the distinction Poshe Umus Ha'olam and Poshe Yisrael? Why is it that it's that the Kol Yisrael Yishlechem Chelek Olam Haba? Meaning by Yisrael, even Risham and Poshim will get Olam Haba. But by Gayim, the Gemara says later on, the Gemara is going to say that only Chassidei Umus Ha'olam get Olam Haba. Right? By Rasha, who's the guy, doesn't get Olam Haba. So the Hezbo is that that's really the whole Yisoid of what's Mavdil, a person, the shame of being a Yisrael to being Chutzal Yisrael. The whole Mavdil is this Nakuta, that the Yisoid of Yisrael, right, the Gemara says, Guv Ber Achan, back in the Gemara Din, the Gemara says, Chut Yisrael, that Yisrael, Apple Pisha Chut Yisrael, that by a Yisrael, even Yisrael does a Chet, he still has this Mile of Yisrael. This Mile of Yisrael is, that he always said, even when suffering's coming, even when he's in Gehenim, he says, Yafa Brasa Gehenim L'Rasham. You see, the whole Yisoid of Yisrael is this basic Amunah we discussed last week, is that Hashem wants to be made. Everything Hashem does is all Latafa. And with Gayim and Poshe Akum, it's the exact opposite. By Poshe Akum, you see the whole Yisoid of Avodah Zarah, the Chlal, and sort of the Hashkafa that are considered Chutz from Yisrael, is the Hashkafa, the opposite Hashkafa, that Akadosh Baruch Hu is doing things that their Avodah Zarah, really, is doing things to hurt them. Well, see, it's a completely opposite Hashkafa. Right? We were saying that the Gemara already says that the people who are mastic the din, so it actually dodges it from a pasuk, that Yisrael is always mastic the din. Quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Ovrei be'emek habacha. And the Gemara says, Ovrei be'emek habacha is referring to Ovrei za'abar yanim, who are in Emek HaBacha, they're in this valley of crying, they say, they're talking about Gehenim. Gehenim is called an Emek because it's an Amkus to Gehenim. And it says about those people, it says about them, that Gam Mora Yata Brachos. There's a Lashon there that they will cover the Mora with Brachos. And the Gemara says that means that they will give Brachos to Hashem. The Gemara says that even when they're in Gehenim, they will say, Yafa Barasa Gehenim L'Rasham. So what it means to be mastic the din is to give a bracha to Hashem. Right? The idea of bracha we explained last week is that they're looking at Hashem and realizing that Hashem, everything he's doing is for good. That's the poshe umos ha'olam, people don't have olam haba, that is Hashem humagade, that they curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the holy story of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You see this brought out very much in the halacha, that in Masechta Avodah Zarah, in the Mishnah Daf and Gimel, the Gemara says there are halacha about bittul avodah zara. There's halacha that if a guy smashes his avodah zara, it loses its shame avodah zara, because he's negated it from being an avodah zara. The Gemara says that though, if he just gets angry at his avodah zara, he starts kicking it and cursing it and spitting on it, still an avodah zara. That doesn't make it show it's not an avodah zara. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "V'haya ki yirav." It says, "A person over avodah zara will be when he's hungry. His kasech will get angry. V'kal b'malko v'eloho. He'll curse at his God, his king and his God. He'll eretz yabed, and he looks to the ground." So the Gemara says there, that means to tell us that by over avodah zara, the fact that they curse their God, that doesn't show they're leaving. Lafach, el eretz yabed. They're still looking at their God. That we mentioned on the round last week, that when you get angry at something, gufa doesn't mean that you don't believe in it. Saying they believe in it. Still they're avodah zara, but they hate it. Why? They're cursing it. Why? Because the v'haya ki yirav, when a guy's hungry, right, so what does it mean? That avodah zara is not being nice to him, so he's angry at it. Right? It's a different, that's their hasaga, that they're makal. By Klal Yisrael, the whole goddess of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says in Brach Tachchaf, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Yisa Hashem Panav Alechem, Berchot Kona, Hashem's nosi Panav to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, how can Hashem favor Klal Yisrael over the Goyim? It says Hashem is a Kelash, Alo Yisa Panim, Lo Yikach Shreichad. How could it be, what does Hashem have for Klal Yisrael more than the Goyim? So the Gemara gives a very short answer. It says, because Hashem says, I'll tell you why I favor Klal Yisrael. It says, because I told them, V'achal Tev Savato V'rachta, that when you're satisfied, Mekeika Bracha. I said, when satisfied, that's when you eat a Kebeita. I said, in Klal Yisrael on Medakdek, even if they eat a Kezayis, they bench. So that's why I favor Klal Yisrael. That's why I'm most upon. So, I heard from a Rebbe of mine, Rav Schlanger, that he said, well, why is Bedakka, this Dikduk Mitzvah, what's brought as showing why Hashem favors Klal Yisrael? Why Bedakka this? So he said, the pshat is that by Yisrael, the story of Yisrael is that even when he's not satisfied, even not time he's taking a snack, time he's eating and he doesn't have enough to be satisfied, right? You know, Shlanger was, he was a Holocaust survivor, so he really was bringing it lamais from his own life. He saw people, they don't have enough to eat, and yet they could say, you're benching a brachot hashem. Yet they could say, everything you're giving us is tov. So that's why Hashem says, I'm no seipanim to Klal Yisrael, because they have that nekuda. That they're no seipanim because they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're makir, everything Hashem's doing is for their good. Whereas a guy, it's the opposite. It says, by a guy, ki yirav, he's hungry, he curses his God, right? It's the exact opposite. It's an opposite hashgafa. Now we'll just point out another place. You see through El Chazal, the chilek between Klal Yisrael and Avodas Hashem as opposed to Avodah Zarah, we find really brings up this nekuda. I'll just point it out because it's something that's very yisoidistic for Perek Chelek and understanding the chlad hashkafa that's lying behind the people who don't have chelek olam haba. We find in the Gemara that Avodah Zarah is always connected with death, with Misa. Right, you find that the pasuk says in Tehillim Kofav, the pasuk says, "V'klai Yisrael," it says, "V'yitzmudu l'bal pa'ar v'yochlu zivchei mesa." Bal pa'ar, it says they brought zivchei mesa. So the Gemara darshan that zivchei mesa is that an avodah zara is considered has the halachas of a mace. The goof of this is the makar avodah zara chavtes. The Gemara learns out that takrovus avodah zara, karbonos brought to avodah zara, have a din of a mace that they're asur behana. It also learns there on Daf Lamed Beis. There's a din that Takruvus Avodah Zarah is Metamed Ba'ohel just like a mace. We find also opposite is also true in Nigmar Adin. If you learn those learning Nigmar Adin series on the opposite, that we find that mace is learned out from Avodah Zarah, right? Rava learns the din of Hazman Alav Milsehi, learns it out from Avodah Zarah, where we know Hazman Alav Milsehi, that learns it out too. To the din of a mace, to Tashmishay mace, from the Zer Shav of Sham Sham, the Sham that's said by Avodah Zarah, the Sham that's said by a mace. As the Gemara also learns out there, the whole din that a mace doesn't become a kever, doesn't become aser by Mechubar, Tashmishay mace don't become aser by Mechubar, also learns out from the din of mace from the din of Avodah Zarah. That by Avodah Zarah, it also, the din is by Mechubar. It's Mutter, and learns that from a Hekesh, from a different Hekesh there, that it says, Vayashlech Afara al Kever B'nei Adam. There's a Hekesh saying that they scatter the Afra of Avodah Zarah on the Kever of the Mason. Like the whole Ashkafa of Avodah Zarah is the Indian of being a Mace. We'll see exactly what this means. And we see the contrast is that we find in Parshat Emor, it's the exact contrast is the Beit HaMikdash, Avodah Hashem. At the end of Parshas Kedoshim, right, for Emor, ends off with the onesh of someone who's Dorish Ovi Yudoni. That these forms of worship, that they would communicate and find things out through using dead bodies, some parts of dead bodies, dead bones. Then the very next pasuk, Chazal points out, the very next pasuk is Emor al HaKohanim, but Nefesh lo Yitamer Ba'amav. At the very next pasuk, first Parshas Emor, it tells you that when you come to the mitzvah, it has to be the exact opposite of avodah zarah. That the mitzvah has to be a place with no shaykes to misa. Right? The mitzvah, it tells you at the beginning of the parsha, the emor, the kohanim, can't have any contact with mason. Kohen gadol, even its krovim, he can't come into contact with when they're dead. It tells you that then you can't have a karcha. Kohanim can't have a karcha on their head. They can't have a suretis for a mitzvah. They can't have anything unusual in their bodies, ripping in their bodies, something grotesque for the dead. Right? The whole din there of mumim in the beginning of Parshat Emor, saying that Kohanim can't have anything that's unsightly about them. That the idea is that the mitzvah has to present the image of Chaim, right? What's Hashem? Hashem, well, the inner of Chaim is that he's a Meitzer. It's Hashem, the base of Midrash is all a makom just of Hatava. It should be a place good for showing that, showing Chaim. As opposed to Avodah Zarah, right? Our first points out that, in Parshas Emor, that's why traditionally in the temples, pagan temples, it's always surrounded with bodies and the dead and bones. Because there's a basic difference. There's a basic difference in Ashkafa that's between Klal Yisrael and Goyim. Right? Klal Yisrael, their Hashkafa is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is to be made. Hashem's Chayim. Right? Why do we want to be away with Hashem? It's not because we don't want to be hurt. It's because Hashem wants to be made. And we want to be Zoycha to get that atav. We want to have a relationship with Hashem. So Avodah Zarah is the opposite. Avodah Zarah, the person has Chayim. And why does he give to the Avodah Zarah? He gives to the Avodah Zarah. He wants to placate the Avodah Zarah, right? If he doesn't placate the Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah will kill him. It'll do terrible things to him. So mainly he has to give to Avodah Zarah. And the Avodah Zarah is basically set up as the enemy. And really, this really goes to a much more profound level, is that when we say Hashem's Chayim, it's not just that we're saying we give Kabbalah to Hashem. We want to know, it's not that Hashem needs the korbanos. Why? Because Hashem's chayim. What it means that Hashem's chayim is that we really discussed this. I'll just mention briefly that Hashem being chayim isn't saying just that he's alive. Right? We mentioned by Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned, it says in Yirmiyah, the pasuk says, Hashem's elokim chayim u'melech olam. It's not that Hashem's alive. Right? We're all alive. Right? Hashem's chayim is a tremendous shevach to Hashem, saying he's chayim and he's a melech olam. He's eternal, he's a king. Right? That saying Hashem's not meshubet, Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem the etzem has chayim. Right? Chayim is the Indian, that's something, it's completely self-sufficient. He exists, he doesn't need anything to help him exist. Right? We're not going to get into all Indian, we basically discussed it once. The opposite is like, one of the mashalim we gave is we find by a zav, he has to do tefillah in Mayim Chayim. It's what does Mayim Chayim mean? It means that the water is not living, but it means it's water that replenishes itself. It doesn't get used up. It's something that constantly replenishes itself, doesn't need anything to keep it going. Right? So we said that Hashem's Chayim means he doesn't need anything to keep it going. Right? People need to eat, they need whatever they need to keep them going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he the etzim is Chayim. Right? And that's the part that we find over and over again. Hashem doesn't need our korbanos. That the Holy Spirit in Avodah Hashem, Hashem doesn't need anything from us. Right? Hashem, everything Hashem's doing in the world is totally just for our good. Right? How come? Because Hashem's Chayim. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need us to give him korbanos. Hashem's never hungry. The Pesukim say, Hashem, I need korbanos not because I'm hungry. It's not that Hashem has any shaykhis to me, so he should need our avodah. But what's the whole Avodah Hashem is for our tov. Now by Avodah Zarah. So it's the exact opposite, right? By them, everything's Mises. That the Avodah Zarah needs something. It's not that Avodah Zarah cares about you. They don't say God cares about you. It's that I want the Avodah Zarah to help me, so I'll have to give it something. I'll give it Karbanos, I'll give him whatever he needs so that he'll help me out. Right, this is exactly what it says in Yirmiyah, in Perek Beis, when it's talking about giving Moshe to Klal Yisrael for being Avodah Zarah. So the Navi says, Osiyo Zavu Makar Mayim Chayim, you left me, Hashem, the Makar Mayim Chayim, Lachso Be'erim Nishbarim Ashalo Yikolo HaMayim. you're leaving a makar mayim chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all chayim, who doesn't need anything for you. He's just here to give chayim, to worship avodah zarah, who are ba'oros, that they don't hold mayim. Right? A ba'ar means you have to pour the water into the bar, and then it doesn't even hold it, and you have to pour more into it. Because that's in it, that avodah zarah is misa. There's no... It takes from you. The avodah zarah wants to take from you. So you find this is mamish the side in the Gemara of getting Olam Haba. Now, just want to say out, this is the Gemara on Amud Beis, Tadi Amud Beis, there's a bunch of Makaros with how do we see Remez to Tchis HaMesim and Olam Haba in Atayra. So we find a very interesting Makar. This is brought in the, this is on Tadi Amud Beis, this is the 10th line down in the wide lines. It's bringing a whole bunch of makaros. We'll discuss them. It says v'yesh omrim min ha-mikra hazeh. Yesh omrim the makra for Olam Haba from this pasuk. Amr lehem. This whole discussion that the raya that proved that the tchis ha-mesim ha-tayra came from another pasuk. It says v'atem ha-dveikim v'ashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Ma hayom kulchem kayom af lo Olam Haba kulchem kayam. That the makar for Olam Haba is from the pasuk that you're dveikim v'ashem yachayim. And the Zohar Kaddish points out, in the Zohar Kaddish and Bereishis, Daf Yud Amud Beis, the Zohar points out that the Makar, this is exactly the Makar for Olam Haba, because that's exactly what Olam Haba is. It's saying that you are dveikim b'Hashem, therefore you're chayim. That just like Hashem has chayim, meaning that he lasts forever, he has no shaykhus to Misa, so too Klal Yisrael, because of their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they see Hashem as the Makar of Mayim Chaim, and they're connected to him, that gives them Olam Haba. That gives them Chaim Nitzchim. Right? Tchis HaMesim is in of having Chaim Nitzchim. And there's a Peletic Nakuza here, that this Pasuk is B'dafka coming to contrast it from Avodah Zarah. Because this Pasuk is born in Beschanan. In the beginning of the Pasuk, at the beginning of this Pasuk, it says, Ki atem re'isem es asher asisi l'bal pa'ar. You saw what I did l'bal pa'ar. Ki kolan etzmadim l'bal pa'ar heshmidu Hashem b'kirbeichem. He said, you saw everyone who went after Baal pa'ar, who were nitzma to Baal pa'ar, they ended up being killed. But atem hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. But you who don't have a sheiches to Avodah Zarah, you're Davat Hashem, you're going to have chayim. You're going to have Olam Haba. And that's why it's exactly Baal Pa'ar. The opposite of Dveikus Hashem is Nitzmadim to Baal Pa'ar. Like this is what we mentioned before, that Gufa, the whole Makar, that Takros Avodah Zarah is Asur Ba'Nalak Ameis, is coming from Baal Pa'ar. And the Pasuk says, Vayitzmudu L'Baal Pa'ar, Vayochlu Zivche Mesim. The Baal Pa'ar, Gufa, is the epitome. It brings out this Inyan of the wrong hashkafa of seeing Avodah Zarah as a mace. Right? Baal Pa'ar, right? Because Baal Pa'ar is the exact opposite of Avodah Hashem. Right? Baal Pa'ar, right? What's Baal Pa'ar? Right? They power themselves L'Pa'ar. Right? What do they do? Right? They partially power themselves. Right? It's the opposite of the sin. Right? They lower themselves down, managed to be a behemoth. The whole level, instead of being Dveikus Hashem, their kesher is, it's the lowest level that a person goes. It's ki'ilu a misa within a person. It's also the Indian we find, there's a mission that says, in Yuma Chavches, the mission says if someone goes to the bathroom, he goes to do gedolim, so he can't do avoida after that. I mean, he has to go to be toivel in a mikvah, and then he can do avoida. There's a form of tumma that comes through doing gedolim, through going to the bathroom. And it is a posh idea that that goof is also, just like there's a term of misa, right? So going to the bathroom also, right? This is in Helps the Tzil Tzedayim, we always find this, that going to the bathroom also is a din of tumma. Right? It's not mamish tumma, it makes the hand shmios, it's a lower level of tumma, but it's a din of tumma. Why? Because it's also shaykhus to misa, right? So going to the bathroom is that the person is, it's that part of the food that couldn't have a dveikus b'chayim. It's the psoas. It's that which is rotting that has no shaykhus. That's good for something that's tumma. And that gufa was avoda baal pa'ar. Because baal pa'ar, it's all the hep, it's mamish the epitome of the antithesis of the Ashkaf of Yisrael. Ashkaf of Yisrael is Hashem's the mocker of chayim, no sheikhis to me. Everything is to give. Avodah Zara is exactly this Ashkaf. So then that's why we find that this idea of Hashem being chayim is gufa connected with that you can't curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm gufa in Parshas Emor, which is the whole parasha talking about this whole Indian, that the Beis HaMikdash is a place to show atava and chayim, you have all the moados there telling about how you have to give this Hashem b'simcha, you find the end of Parshas Emor is gufa the parasha of being mevarech Hashem. And we mentioned last week in Shlach, you have the parasha of the ownership of Kares that goes along with Megades. In Parshas Emor, you have the makar that of the punishment of skila that's given to a makal. In the Parshas Emor, you have the whole parasha of the Benish Mitri, the person who's chayiv skila because he's a Megades. Right, Skufa comes from the Benish Mitri, someone who had Shlomo's Bas Zivri was the one person in Yisrael who was mizana with the Mitri, had some sheiches to Gayim. And through that came this hashkafa of Megade. So Parsha is telling you, Guf and Parsha Emor, that the Megade is the person you have to kill with Skila, because it's mamish the opposite of Avodas Hashem. And that's what we find also in Melachim Beis, when Sancheriv sent a message to Chizkiah, being Megade HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A whole message there being Megade HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chizkiah says to Hashem, look what Sancheriv sent to me, L'charif Elokim Chai. It's good for the Lashon. So curse Elokim Chai. And that's the worst thing about cursing Hashem, is that it's the biggest shekel, because you're Elokim Chai. It's the opposite of any idea of cursing. That Hashem is totally Tatava. So that's the side of Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba. That every Yisrael, Yisrael Hafal Pishachot Yisrael, every Yid, even if he's a Rasha, as long as he hasn't been Yotzi from the cloud completely, he has this Yisrael of Emunah, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a native, that anything Hashem does, any Einish that comes is for Al Asava, and Al Yidei that allows his Neshama to get a Tikkun, and to be Zoyche, to come to Chai Olam Haba. Thank you.